So I'm going to talk about the HTZ transcription factor regulate the flower senescence via ethylene and ABA crosstalks in petunia. let's see. We know the flower senescence is under genetic control. In this case, I want to give you two examples here. One is the orchid, and the flower lasts forever, about more than a month. Okay. The other one is the short life flowers. And one example is 4 o'clock. The lifespan is 16 hours roughly. And the other one is Tegradia. It's a really nice flower. Very nice flower from Mexico. There's only one day. So the question here is why do you have a diversity? Is this a flower longevity here? And we want to know the reason. And we also know the flower senescence is under the depends on the ethylene sensitivity. We can separate into ethylene dependent and ethylene independent flower senescence. And the big question we try to ask, what genes and protein are involved in the regulation of flower senescence? And that's, we're using a petunia as a model. Though the petunia is ethylene sensitive, so we're probably looking for many ethylene dependent flower senescence pathways. And the way we're doing here is first identify the potential target genes which relate to the flower senescence, and basically through the microarray or RNA-seq technology. And then we're going to do the functional analysis using virus-induced gene silence. And the approach we're taking is we look at flower senescence, use a Y-type. Day zero is a free open flower, and through the whole developmental process, and day 7 show early senescence symptoms. So we did a microarray, use this samples, and then another example about the material we use is we made a transgenic plants overexpress ETR1-1, which is the mutated ethylene receptor, and basically reduce the ethylene sensitivity in these flowers. So the flower can last last more than 20 days in with the inducible system. So we use these two materials to identify some genes, especially looking for some upregulated gene in the senescence stages. In this case, we compared day zero with day 7. We mainly focus on the transcription factors. The reason is we try to find any master switch can control the whole pathways. So you can look at this, a lot of transcription factors upregulated. For example, this NAM genes up like 141 times. It's a lot of different type of transcription factors. Today we only focus one of them, and this is called HTZIP. And we use the protein sequence compared with the other transcription factors, Rhabdopsis or other species. It's basically the protein has typical domain or homia domain. The other domain is leucine zip domain. So it belongs to Rhabdopsis HPZIP 7 and 12 families. So we look at the expression. In this case, again, this is just look at the day 0 versus day 7. You can see start of day 4 upregulated until day 7. And we also try to find whether that this gene is regulated by the hormone ethylene or not. We treat a flower with that ethylene and look at the expressions. In 3 hours, it's already upregulated. And then we treat a flower with the ethylene action inhibitor, YMCP, to suppress the ethylene signals. We'll see whether the gene is upregulated or not. We find inductions disappear, so suggest the signals from the ethylene regulated HTZ in this case. We also look at environmental stress, in this case in the drought. The HTZ expression is upregulated by drought treatment, and the ABA and the sodium chloride. It's all this all related, you know, a dehydration process in other words, ABA also controlled this HG zebra expression. So we have two signals coming in. One is adenine, the other one is ABA. The code doesn't do too much about this gene. So we try to find, okay, what the gene does. So use virus-induced gene silence. In this case, we use tobacco rotavirus as a vector. And we cloned trigone synthase as a report system. And put the trigone synthase and the HDZIP gene in the multiple cloning side. So by doing that, we can turn, you know, purple flower into the white. That suggests that trigone synthase is done. And then we also monitor the HDZIP expression. So the genes down-regulated in the white flower. And we look at also the longevity here. White type, all the control, it's about 8 days under the all growth condition. But when you silence the HDZIP, the flower longevity is extended to about 10 days. And even under the pollinated conditions, the flower longevity was longer than the control. And the next thing we did is try to look for, you know, first to make sure this symptom is related to senescence or not. We use SAC-12 as a report system, as well as SAC-29. They both are down-regulated in this HDZIP silenced flowers. And since the ethylene is involved in this whole thing, so we look at the ethylene biosynthesis genes, ACS, ACO. Both are down-regulated. And surprisingly, one of the ABA biosynthesis key genes, NCED, also down-regulated in this silenced flower. And we further confirmed ethylene production in the silenced flower is reduced. Okay, so to further to show the functions, we also generate the transgenic plants by overexpress the HDZIP, use 35S promoter. And so we confirm the expression level is highly upregulated in the transgenic plants. We choose two lines, line 3 and then line 7. And we also look at the ethylene related genes and ACO, ACO, ACS. Both, all these three genes upregulated into transgenic plants. Suggest when you upregulate to HDZIP, also the ethylene related genes also upregulated. And when we look at the longevity, both lines are shorter. The flower longevity is shorter. And again, in control, that's about 7 days. And in the transgenic plant, it's 6 days. And surprisingly, when we look at the phenotype, and some of the transgenic plants are smaller when you overexpress HDZIP. And if you leaf, look at leaf, both line 2, line 3, line 6, line 7, and also the flower shape, the size also smaller. So that suggests that when you overexpress this transcription factor, probably by increased ethylene production or ABA production. We still don't know which one caused this a small dwarf phenotype. Small, not a dwarf. So yes, maybe I'm running very fast. Okay, in summary, we found HDZIP play important role in the regulation of flower senescence. Basically, through the ethylene pathways, and it regulated ACO, ACS. We also found, ACO, ACS has HDZIP binding site in the promoter of both genes. And at the same time, HDZIP also involved ABA pathway. In this way, we still we are not clear whether the HDZIP directly controlled ABA production or not. We don't know yet. Or ABA is directly involved in the senescence or not. But we do have evidence in other transgenic plants when we overexpress NCED, and we see not too much change in flower senescence. And then, so suggests perhaps the ABA is not a positive regulator of flower senescence. We're still not clear in this case. We know that in some cases ABA will stimulate flower senescence. But in petunia, in this particular case, we don't have evidence to suggest that, you know. So in Arabidopsis, there's, you know, evidence suggests the ABA might repress ACO, ACS in the root system. So there's a possibility, you know, ABA is, like I say, it's a probably not directly involved in senescence. But another interesting point is, okay, when we look at the phenotype in the petunia, it's we are looking at the wilting phenotype, suggests that's, you know, mild related water surge relationship. And we still, you know, try to examine these things, figure out what's really going on. Another interesting part is we can look at the transgenic plants, whether they enhanced drought tolerance or not. Okay. Any questions?